What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good Thursday afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you aboard with us on an overcast, still yucky, humid, kind of Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital, perhaps beyond, wherever you might be on this July 10th, 2025. Yes, indeed. Wow. We've got a lot to discuss, even though there's nothing really to discuss. And when we've got a lot to discuss, being that it is a Thursday, we might occasionally reach back into the files, the archives, and bring down and bring back a Throwdown Thursday feel, element to the show. The youngest in charge,
you know,
is with us for at least a little while before he graduates and goes back to the major leagues.
And gets
the call up. And get signed to the major league contract.
Can I?
Over on 106.7, the Fan, filling in for Grant Paulson later on this afternoon. How are you?
Why did you have an entire 12-pack of Mountain Dew, a case of Mountain Dew in your briefcase? I don't even want to call it a briefcase. You're rolling backpack.
After all these weeks of being angry, as usual, at me, that's your first question.
Yes. Because when I saw this, you carry multiple 2 liters at a time. I've seen that. This is
an
entire
multiple
case,
liters.
A case of soda.
Case? I don't carry multiple 2 liters, you dumbass.
Yes, you do. I've seen you do it before.
One.
Who are you lying
one,
to?
One.
Are you kidding me? There are two dudes behind the bars that have watched and worked with you.
One.
You had multiple before.
One 2 liter.
Two.
No.
He's had two before.
No.
I've seen you with your cranberry bit. You've had a cranberry sugar-free drink. Then you've had a Mountain Lightning zero-calorie sugar-free.
I didn't know that my drink choices were such a question of debate around here, for God's sake.
It's not, but you have so many things to worry about.
Use two. I've seen you with two.
Two liters.
I've seen you with two.
Thank
At
you,
the
Max.
Same time.
Yes.
You act like he hasn't produced your damn show for knows how long.
Mad Max, from somebody who is collecting seven paychecks at a time.
And you're collecting seven soda bottles at a
time. I don't think that's accurate. I think you should dip back into...
Are you saying that he's got too much going on that he may be...
Yeah, I think your observance is a little bit incorrect, is a little bit altered.
We'll do this. We'll do a bag inspection every day after the
show.
Okay.
Let's do it. I
mean, TSA would have a field day.
Long time ago, pre-COVID, when I used to host at night on 106.
Are you on the road with the Russell?
our pal Nick Ashew and I used to do, and PJ Elliott used to do, what's in the box, what's in the bag? And we used to have like a dun 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 song.
Perfect music for you.
Like, we'd figure out what the hell I brought in. But yeah, I mean, I brought in a 12-pack of Mountain Dew, zero sugar, Baja Blast.
To put it in the fridge.
See, it in the fridge, yes. Number one. Number two, I've not been eating much. To peel back the curtain, I felt like crap for much of the week. I'm not like really sick, but I just haven't been eating much. So I'm kind of trying to fuel myself with whatever caffeine doesn't aggravate my stomach, i.e. coffee. So that's number one. Number two, here's the kind of teammate I am, which is going to put you two bozos to shame.
Oh, God. Here we go.
And you know I like you. You I tolerate.
He was pointing at Max saying he likes it,
exactly,
by the way.
Exactly. Cakes, who's coming back from the World Series of Poker.
Congratulations.
And did a tremendous job. I don't know when he's back. Probably not until Monday because the Junkies, you know, they're...
They're all right. They can do without Cakes for a day or two.
He was talking about needing diet soda or whatever and asked, I think it was Lou DiPietro, who's our maestro of audio and the
Lou's
website.
The best.
Lou's great. For something to do with Mountain Dew, Baja Blast, or whatever. And he says, does it have zero sugar? And Lou pointed out that, yes, there's a zero sugar option, not available at Taco Bell, which it's got the Taco Bell logo on it, and the Rooster might have some.
Mm.
And sure as you know what, I already had two 12-packs on my kitchen table at the time. So I thought, you know what, I'd be a good teammate and bring some in for Cakes he returns from the World Series of Poker. That's the kind of guy I am.
This is a great sports show so far. Great sports show, guys.
Thank you, AMAC. I appreciate your contribution. Now turn off your mic.
Damn. What the hell has been going on since the last time I've been on this show? Since when do you talk to the gentleman behind the glass this way?
Hey, listen, I'm the boss in charge here. Okay?
The Rooster gets ornery in his old age. That's how it goes.
It's one way to describe it there, Mad Max. One way to describe it. But anyway, I was just trying to be a good teammate, so I was just bringing in a 12-pack for Cakesy to enjoy along with me. Of course, there might be a chance that none of it remains by Monday. But,
that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, who the hell are you fooling? If you're going through multiple 2 liters in a 3-hour show, how many damn mini cans are you going through?
Here's the thing.
Multiple 2 liters is not factually correct.
You can say that to the listening audience that isn't here seeing you every day. But we know the truth.
I know. Multiple 2 liters are too heavy to bring. It's too much.
Because he's done it before. That's how he knows.
Your bag.
It's too much.
Talking about two liters?
No, I mean, because I bring a 2 liter and I bring lunch, so I don't have to go out to eat like all you maniacs that spend half your salary.
I just ate my lunch. Tuna wrap.
Look at you.
My physique.
I mean, you look good. Did you spill the tuna wrap on your shirt today?
Today I didn't do that.
I just want to make sure that, you know, you didn't have a hole in your chin.
I think Mike Tyson wants to say something.
Okay. Yeah, I said, this is getting weird. You're asking him to comment on your physique. Like,
AMAC is very sensitive to this kind of talk. Yet,
the first word he ever said on the air was breast milk.
It's not sensitive to this.
How is he sensitive to any sort of conversation at all?
I don't know. Listen, before I get in trouble for not talking sports, which unfortunately sometimes we have to talk about.
That's what drab t-shirt walking past.
I was going to say, I'd much rather talk about Mountain Dew Zero Sugar Baja Blast and tuna stains on your shirt. I'd much rather talk about that.
My tuna
Max,
stains
do you have one of those big
stains.
Ass bagels that you usually have with the?
I will tomorrow.
Oh, you didn't have one today?
No.
What's wrong with you?
It's a Friday treat.
Oh, I thought that was an everyday thing.
Oh God, I would balloon up so much faster.
He'd be broke if that was the case. Those bagels are expensive.
They are. But they look damn good.
Think, to be
they
honest.
Look damn good. Okay. You know what it is? It's the bad breath special that Max gets.
Right,
he gets the garlic.
The BBS?
The heavily garlic bagel, and then he gets the, what, jalapeno chips?
No, yeah.
That's diabolical.
I mean, who wants to kiss you
and to
after
think
that?
That's being consumed all before 10 a.m. is gnarly.
This is what happens around here when it's mid-July and the Commanders haven't played a game in 5 months.
Well,
Terry McLaurin, please sign that contract soon.
Or demand a trade, please.
That's kind of what I wanted to hop on here and talk with you about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm interested in, because I hear Coach Sheehan and Max dishing on it every day the last couple of days because it's the number one topic, and they've spun it a million different ways because they're professionals.
Yeah.
I have a simple question. Well, see, that's you being insecure. I never said that. They're professionals, so are you.
Okay.
What I want to know is, and this is really, I'm saying it on your platform, but I'm speaking to our fan base.
Yes.
And I know Sheehan and Max have asked this question. Who do you get angry at when Terry decides that he's not participating in training camp? Where does your vitriol get pointed towards? Because I'll tell you what, I'm team Commanders. If Terry wants to come to practice, first of all, like Sheehan was saying at the tail end of his program, if he does not participate, if a deal is not done in the next 12 days, I foresee more of a hold in rather than a hold out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with our guy James Palmer, from Underdog.
Sure.
Former
NFL Network guy.
The fourth prominent national reporter. And this is where I'm at with it, Chris. Everyone out around here is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, acting as if there's just no chance that this Terry thing goes awry because we're all, what do you say, we're wearing burgundy and gold pom-poms attached to our...
Yeah, everybody thought just because they did it 3 years ago, they were going to get a deal done in the last week of June, which was the dumbest thing ever.
And if you look at the timeline...
But people don't pay attention, including us in the media.
Yeah.
They don't study this stuff.
They don't.
They don't think about beyond the obvious. I mean, it is deer in the headlights stuff often. No offense. That is the biggest part of our industry that's wrong. Deer in the headlights, right? It's just they don't think about beyond the obvious beyond just what's right in front of them.
It could get messy.
It could get messy. It is messy.
And these are two parties
and that doesn't
that
mean
don't
it
know
won't,
each other
right,
very
it
well.
It doesn't mean it won't get solved.
Yes.
But it is messy already. And the reason why it's messy is because, and not Lionel messy, the reason why it's messy is because I believe, and I haven't talked to you about this, the Commanders probably want closer to what Mike Evans did in Tampa.
Not DK.
Than what DK Metcalf got in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the divide right there. I don't know that for sure.
That's what James Palmer kind of alluded to, and I'll send you the audio clip for you guys
please.
To play. He is the fourth prominent national reporter. Breer has come out twice. Schefter, Fowler over the weekend, and now James Palmer.
Yeah.
There are four prominent national reporters that are continuing to reiterate the same thing, and you all won't believe it. Things are not in a good place right now. Doesn't mean they can't eventually get to a good place, but if you think that things are all peachy right now, you've lost your mind. You've lost your mind. And my whole thing is this. I think Terry thinks very highly of himself, as he should. He's been through a lot with this franchise, and he probably feels like they owe him something. I can bet you this. He's not playing out 2025 on a $22 million deal. He's just not.
Now, listen.
I don't see that happening.
Would I love for Terry to be that dude and to do that? Yes.
And play out?
I would love for him to do that.
To play out the deal,
the ultimate professional, the ultimate commander, the ultimate teammate, whatever. He should do that. Because you're under contract and you're being handsomely paid.
Yes.
Do I feel eventually he would do that when he's tired of getting fined and all that stuff? Yeah, I think eventually he would do that. Because it's not like he's being paid $4 million a year.
No, it's 22, but when you look at it relative to the wide receiver market right
now,
but even if it's a one-year raise for this year, there's things that the team could do to where he doesn't have to play it out. They
can
give him a bonus.
Absolutely. They could do all sorts of things.
They give us an $8 million bonus if they wanted to.
You're right. They don't have to just do the contract extension.
They can
keep working on that.
There are other ways to do it.
They can add a sweetener or something like that. And I haven't thought enough about exactly how you
do that.
We've got to
start thinking about that.
Yeah,
because we're 12 days out from reporting day.
That's fair. So here's what I said on the air earlier this week. And we will get to the Nationals and the report of Theo Epstein and the Nationals' win last night and so on and so forth later on. What do we want to call him? Your mentor, the icon, Richard Doc Walker is going to join us at 2:00 to weigh in on the new uniforms because I know he's a big uniform guy. So Doc is going to join
us at 2:00. We got me and Doc on the same program.
There you go. I mean, while you're over there you know, fiddling away with the major league staff.
Fiddling away.
Us over here in AAA are just, you know, we're just doing our own thing. The little engine that could, the little show that could, right? Uphill, broken wheels, you know, just trudging along, right?
I just refuse to look at myself as less than, so I will not.
Okay. Anyway.
That bit is tired.
I look at reality. You look at fantasy. Okay? But here's the deal. I said this the other day.
Yeah.
I think there's a 5-ish percent chance, ultimately, that Terry gets traded. And I said there's a 15 to 20% chance that if we get to mid-August and this thing isn't resolved, there's a trade request or a permission granted. If I said that to you, 5% ultimately that Terry could get traded at some point, or a 15 to 20% chance by mid-August that there's some sort of either permission granted or trade request, you would say what?
That's just the way it is. Know that song, A-Mac?
That wouldn't shock you, though.
No, because this is the National Football League. See, us as fans grow emotional attachments to dudes. They got a job to do over in Ashburn, point blank, period. So if Terry and Buddy Baker are going to play hardball here, Adam Peters and company at the end of the day have a job to do. You went back to not looking at the last time his deal was done, but the track record of the signings in San Francisco. Debo signed on August 1st. Brandon Ayuk signed on August 31st. So, like, there is a possibility that this drags out. I think the longer it
Ayuk Peters wasn't there for.
Technically, right.
But you, to your
still
point,
the same. Yes. I think it's the same thought process.
Right.
That didn't get done till the end of August. I just don't think that this offense can afford not to have him out there getting reps with Jaden. And I know Jaden, you know, brought guys to Southern California, not privy to whether or not Terry was a part of that. That'll be the first question I ask Jaden at the podium, by the way, when he speaks, is did Terry come out to these workouts?
I mean, Terry seems like he's been having a good time on vacation in Ohio State. I don't know.
He's working out. I know he'll be ready whenever he shows up.
I mean, I have no doubt about that.
I just think there is this, my overall premise and what I wanted to hop on here with you and talk about is like there's this thought process, I think, amongst fans that this is a guarantee that this is going to get done. That's been the local spin on it the entire time is that, something will get done.
Well, because the local spin is lazy, quite honestly. I'm just going to say it. People don't want to say it. The local spin is lazy. Oh, they did it in late June last year. Nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, two completely different regimes.
The fans are like, oh, they'll just give Terry whatever he wants. Well, that's not the way it works. It's not the way it should work, by the way. I mean, I'm all for Terry McLaurin getting paid.
So am I.
I'm all for Terry McLaurin getting a contract. I'm all for Terry getting paid, taken care of. But there is an argument to be made that Terry is not or does not deserve $33.5 million just because the Steelers were stupid to give that to DK Metcalf.
I just think
there is an argument to be made for that.
I think if Washington is not, and this is where this gets interesting because we don't know the exact details of what's been offered. If Washington is not willing to give Terry the DK deal, I'll be honest with you, they look like some damn fools. You got to think about where you are. You need Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
You do.
Well, especially we don't have clarity on Noah Brown from the injury in June.
I was told.
And Noah Brown's always hurt anyway. So nobody should be counting on him.
So Jalen Lane, who knows how long it's going to take for him to get acclimated to the National Football League. The Terry thing, though, if they're not willing to give him the DK thing, I think I begin to look at Adam Peters and company sideways because I do think Terry deserves that. I think based off of the year he's had, based off of what he has done statistically compared to DK Metcalf.
I think Terry deserves it in every way. The only knock that you could say is, again, his age. But also he's got 10 less regular season touchdowns. But now, because he had the 3 touchdowns in the 3 playoff games, it's only a difference of like 6 or 7 overall touchdowns, which is, I mean, it's something, but it's not anything big. But they're looking at it and saying, well, yeah, they gave that to a 27-year-old cyborg-type body. That's
cyborg
not Terry.
Cyborg-type body that's always on the damn injury report.
That's always
dealing with a hamstring or a calf. We don't deal with that here in Washington with Terry. He just plays.
I would pay Terry $33 million, too, but I don't know if Adam Peters and the brass.
That's where I get frustrated. Just get it out the damn way.
I mean, that's you could do that. Thing. And maybe they would ultimately do that. So I wanted to real quickly, before the timeout, ask you and double down on something.
Yes.
You said, if I'm not mistaken, you said that if this doesn't get resolved or whatever, you're going to take the team side. But then you're saying, just get it out of the way and pay him DK and make calf money. So
if it comes out that the team wasn't willing to give him the DK money, then I think the team looks foolish. If it comes to light that Terry is asking for something
for
more similar
than the DK money.
If he's asking for something similar to CeeDee Lamb or Jamar Chase from last year.
CeeDee Lamb is only $34 million per year.
The guarantees, guarantees
no,
are about,
right,
he's got $20 million more in guarantees. Yeah. So if that's what Terry's asking for, I'm not on Terry's side. Okay. But if Terry's only asking for the DK deal, Adam Peters and company, what are you doing?
Okay.
That's
fair.
How I look at it.
All right, 121, just getting rocking and rolling on a Thursday afternoon. You got to go? Are you going to hang out or what?
I'm going to go get ahead. This was fun, though. Little teaser for the listening audience.
Okay.
We're working with the powers that be behind the scenes. There will be more of this.
Thanks for sabotaging the show.
LeClix is what I go by now.
We'll get back to the Commanders in the 2 o'clock hour when Richard Doc Walker joins us. Of course, you can chime in on the Terry McLaurin thing, but I also wanted to get in some Nationals because they got a win last night in St. Louis. First win under Big L Cairo, and there's a big rumor out there we'll address next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And as well, as we've been telling you about the last week or so, not only are we streaming live on the Odyssey app and on demand, of course. But you can check us out on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. That's right. Check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, the Odyssey app is the best way and the easiest way, and it's always live and free and all that good stuff. But, you know, lots of different ways for you to check out the show. And you don't have to download anything, but you just listen, and it's away you go. It's a good experience. So if you can't catch the show live, certainly catch it on demand. All right, coming up again, Rick Dockwalker will join us in the 2 o'clock hour. Wanted to touch base with him because he wore the uniforms that they re-brought back out yesterday. As well, we just opened up. That was kind of an unplanned twist with Terry McLaurin talk with Linnell. So I had planned on spending most of this first hour talking about the Nationals. And I understand there's a limited scope of interest for a team that's 16 games under 500. I got it. I understand that. I don't think this is a great baseball town to begin with, but I get it. I understand. So last night they get their first win under Miguel Cairo. Great. Mackenzie Gore, tremendous. Early offense, they added on Ahmed Rosario, James Wood, Nathaniel Lowe in the first inning. Everything was pretty easy, right? I do want to send a shout-out, kudos, because I didn't see the beginning of the game. I had something going on. So by the time I got to the game, I missed this. I didn't pay attention to the lineups, but our guys at Talk Nats pointed this out. So I want to give them credit, and then everybody else kind of hopped on in their post-game stories that Cairo started a different lineup last night, including Rosario, who hit a home run, and as well Alex Call, instead of Dalen Lyle, instead of Luis Garcia against a right-handed starting pitching, a right-handed starting pitcher, right, which would normally be the matchups that you're looking at, right-handed starting pitching, left-handed bats, that type of thing, right? Not always, but normally. But because the Cardinals starting pitcher last night had worse splits, worse numbers against right-handed batters than left-handed batters, which, again, normally you don't see that, not exclusively, but normally. So Miguel Cairo, and maybe this is a change, we'll have to see, instituted guys that normally would only play against left-handed pitchers. So you saw the early returns on a different approach, right? Looking perhaps a little more analytically. Now, after the game, Cairo basically said, no, I want to keep everybody involved. And I want to keep everybody on the bench, which is fine. Great. Awesome. Great plan. But kind of hard to ignore, and again, I want to give Talk Nats credit because they were the first ones that pointed it out, and then everybody kind of hopped on in their post-game stories. So if that was a thing, right, that Mike DiBartolo, the new interim GM, and Miguel Cairo worked out, I mean, you see a little bit of a difference. Again, not an earth-shattering difference, not a, oh my gosh, that's what won them the game, but, I mean, clearly, for one night, it worked. And the bats were great in concert with the pitching and the bullpen and so on and so forth. And away you go. So a good win for the Nationals. But what I really, 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 really want to get into here over the next couple of segments is, again, this, well, two things. One, I guess Mark Zuckerman is mentioning that once again, he was told that there was nothing to the Rizzo wouldn't fire Davey Martinez thing. Now, I know others have reported the same. I believe I know where that's coming from. I don't know for sure, but I believe I know where that's coming from. But I believe strongly that is coming from a Nationals employee, a Nationals team source, one that did not get fired. Here's what I know. Again, we played you the audio from Joe Madden yesterday on MLB Network. Joe Madden is one of Davey Martinez's best friends. And he was like, oh, you know, Brian Kenny, I don't have a reaction. Let me just change the subject here. I believe, And he basically said, listen, Davey Martinez, somebody wanted Davey fired, and Mike refused to do it. Now, again, Mike Rizzo was asked not once but twice directly on the Junkies, and he refused to answer. Again, circumstantial evidence, but I would probably be willing to bet that Joe Maddon and Mike Rizzo's non-denial, non-answer twice on the Junkies yesterday here on the Team 980 is worth more to me than some anonymous Nationals team official leaking to beat reporters and people searching for information and asking the question of, did Mike Rizzo refuse to fire Davey Martinez and that's why he got fired? Again, I don't know if we're ever going to find out the truth, but I'm not asking you to believe anything that you don't want to believe. I'm just telling you that's what's been said. That's what's been reported. I'll believe what my first and original hunch was until I'm proven otherwise. I believe Mike Rizzo refused to fire Davey Martinez, or at the very minimum, refused to make some sort of significant change to the coaching staff, and ultimately maybe got an ultimatum. Hey, things better improve, or let's revisit this in a week, and ultimately they pulled the plug. I believe that. And then on top of that, there's something new in the water. That's right. A new rumor, speculation, whatever you want to call it, that came out last night. We'll have that for you next in the trending alert and everything else. And then we'll get to your calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, so that news in advance of Game 3 of a set in St. Louis tonight, as the Nationals try and take that series, is that Theo Epstein, according to Talk Nats, at Talk Nats on Twitter, talknats.com, they reported late last night that a source tells them that Theo Epstein, the longtime Boston Red Sox and Chicago Cubs executive and three-time World Series champion, was in contact with the Lerners today. That's their report. No word as to the discussion. Just being clear, I've reached out to Theo Epstein for comment to see if he'll come on, if there's anything more there. Have not heard back just yet. So away we go. But that's the news. Meanwhile, the Nationals, again, wrap up that series in St. Louis before heading off to Milwaukee for the final series before the All-Star break. 7:45, once again, 106.7 The Fan, Odyssey app, Nats Radio. 7:15, the coverage as they try and take that series. Meanwhile, a shocker at Wimbledon. Number one seed Arina Sabalenka is out in three sets to American Amanda Anisimova, who just a couple of years ago quit tennis. And then she tried to qualify for Wimbledon, lost. She was unable to participate in the main bracket at the All England Club. And now a Grand Slam finalist after upsetting the number one seed Sabalenka 6-4, 4-6, 6-4 today at Center Court. She will advance to Saturday breakfast at Wimbledon and the women's final. She was born in New Jersey, grew up in Florida, and she did play in the French Open semifinal at the age of 17. So not her first taste of success, but certainly great news there from an American perspective and from her career, certainly. And one last one for you from the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers, who certainly will look different. They have a wide receiver, not Deebo Samuel anymore, but no, DeMarcus Robinson. He pleaded no contest this week to a misdemeanor DUI charge and was sentenced to 3 years probation. And that's what's trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card. To learn more, terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It was good. Yeah. It was good for my friend David. You know, it was for him, you know, because he's the one that put this team together and believe in this and these players and, you know, and put the coaching and stuff together. So this is good to him.
All right, that is Miguel Cairo, the Nationals interim manager, who was asked, you know, his emotions after a win, after his first win as an interim manager, and that's what he basically said. And he has been very, very, very complimentary, as you can imagine, to the now fired Davey Martinez. And again, not trying to start anything here, but if you were looking for a major, major philosophical difference, I don't know if you're going to get it, but we got at least a somewhat noticeable lineup adjustment and change from the norm last night. Again, as we mentioned, that was first pointed out to me by Tuck Nats. I know everybody else hopped on it afterwards. I'm not saying, you know, whatever. I don't play that game. I'm just telling you where I got it from. And it worked for the Nationals with Ahmed Rosario and with Alex Call in the lineup instead of Dylan Lyle and instead of Luis Garcia against a right-handed pitcher. So, again, maybe we will see more noticeable differences or subtle differences, but maybe we will see some of the same philosophy, apparently, of how you work a clubhouse and so on and so forth that Davey Martinez had, because Cairo learned, as he said on Tuesday night, a lot from Davey. They've been friends for a long time, so on and so forth. All right, so there you have that. But here's the big news that I wanted to tackle and get into. Number one, you have, again, Zuckerman, apparently, friend sent this to me, saying, doubling down, once again saying that Mike Rizzo was not forced to fire Davey Martinez. Okay. Again, several others have reported that. I don't know that for sure. That was just my hunch from the very get-go. I know what has been said to dispute that. I know what has been said from Joe Maddon, one of Davey Martinez's longtime confidants, and what Mike Rizzo refused to say on the Junkies. Now, again, he did not say that's what happened, but he was clearly and definitively asked twice, not once, twice, and he refused to answer, which a lot of us correctly take as a, hey, man, if you weren't fired, if you weren't asked to fire Davey Martinez or make significant changes to the coaching staff, and I'll allow that as an option, then why not say that? Why not say that? Like, I think people would have respect for that. I think. If you said, hey, man, you know, I was given an edict, and I didn't think it was the right thing to do. I'm the president of baseball operations, so I didn't do it. I might have done it, but I didn't think the time was right. And it cost me my job. Or then I was fired before I got to make that decision again. Okay, then we know the truth. But by directly not answering it twice, Rizzo yesterday on the Junks, here on Team 980, and by what Joe Maddon said, and we played that audio for you yesterday in the 3 o'clock hour, I don't know what else you want me to say or think or believe, no matter what some anonymous team official is leaking to the media. And again, I think I know who it is. I don't know for sure, but I think I know who it is. But it doesn't even matter. Again, that's one part of it. Then the other big part of it is, as I mentioned during the trending alert, and I want to be careful because we don't know the context, but again, Talk Nats, which they do a great job, you know, covering the Nationals, TalkNats.com, all of that. So I want to make sure that we're giving proper accreditation, right? Again, you don't have to like everything that they do. You don't have to agree with everything they do. You don't have to, I don't play favorites, but I like them. I like the Nats report, as we mentioned with Rich, who was, you know, called in the other day. I mean, I like a lot of independent, different voices. I am not stuck on traditional media like some in the media are. So they said, quote, source tells us that Theo Epstein was in contact with the Learners today, end quote. And I was reading the thread and all the responses and whatnot. They said they've reached out to Theo Epstein for comment, got no response. I reached out to Theo Epstein a couple of hours ago. So far, no comment. That doesn't mean that there's something going on. That doesn't mean he's about to become the new president and general manager. Just so you know, Theo Epstein right now is not currently running a major league organization, but he is back in a way with the Red Sox organization as basically a senior advisor and part owner of Fenway Sports Group, which is the owner of the Red Sox. So he's not running the Red Sox, but he's amongst the ownership group of Fenway Sports Group. Now, they own the Red Sox. They own Liverpool FC, among other properties. I think they might still own the Penguins. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Theo Epstein is a three-time World Series champion, twice building the Red Sox into a world championship. They won ultimately three. And won 2016 with the Chicago Cubs. And when he took over the Cubs, they were a mess. And he not only built them into a World Series champion, he rebuilt Wrigley Field, or helped spearhead that charge. So Theo Epstein makes all the sense in the world from a Nationals perspective to investigate, to see if there was some sort of way you could get him. Maybe, probably, it's going to take a ownership stake. Guess what? The Nationals and the Lerner family, even when they said they are not selling the team, they said, oh, that report was misconstrued. We were also looking for partners, which means investment, which means whatever Theo Epstein owns of the Fenway Sports Group, and I don't know the exact number. I've been able to find that out. Maybe, he would be willing to buy a bigger portion of the Washington Nationals than what he owns of Fenway Sports Group. Maybe he becomes the president of baseball operations in conjunction with that. Maybe. We don't know. Maybe this is just, and I thought about this as well, hey, you're one of the brightest baseball minds that this era of baseball, Major League Baseball, has had over the last quarter century. We're really struggling to figure this out. Would you be willing to at least talk to us, have a conversation with us? Would you be willing to sit down and explore something with us? Would you be willing to be an advisor to our search? Hey, who do you know that is like you? Have you identified anybody like you? Who do you know that we don't know? Because that's what we're ideally looking for if we can't get you. And I'm not saying that they are definitively trying to get Theo Epstein, but my goodness, it makes all the sense in the world. Why wouldn't you try? Why wouldn't you leave every stone unturned? And if you can somehow get Theo Epstein, and I presume, don't know, to sell off his stake in Fenway Sports Group and buy maybe a bigger stake in the Nationals, why wouldn't you do that? If he's willing to do that, why wouldn't you be interested in that? To my knowledge, there's nothing against the rules in doing that. That's to my knowledge. I don't know if I'm missing something. I'm not a lawyer. And I don't really want to be. But to hear that report got me hopeful because I had already resigned myself to thinking that they were going to take the cheapest and easiest conventional way out. Whether anything comes of this or not, I don't know. But it's at least an encouraging sign. Any thoughts on that? 301-230-0980. Again, Richard Doc Walker will join us in the 2 o'clock hour. Wanted to bring him on because it's been a while since we've been able to chat with the DOC and obviously the old uniforms coming back that he wore and what he makes of all of that and the state of the franchise as we head towards training camp next week. Right here on the Team 980, always live and free on the Odyssey app. And you can check us out again on iHeartRadio and TuneIn.
Garcia ready? He brings in the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Adams applies the tag. The game is over. And Miguel Cairo has his first win as Nationals manager as the Nationals even the series with an 8-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals.
All right, Dave Jagler last night, 106.7, the Fan Nats Radio, Odyssey app on the call, and indeed Miguel Cairo with interim win, or win number one in English, please. Win number one as interim manager. There we go. So again, just wanted to circle back. We can get back to the Nats later on if we have time, but I think it's really, really fascinating. I don't know where it will go. Talk Nats were very, very, very clear that they don't know the context of the conversation. So I've reached out to Theo Epstein a couple of hours ago. So I don't know if he'll get back to me. I have no idea, but all I can do is try. Just to get more clarity on what the context of the conversation was. If there was any. In terms of if there was any context. I mean, I'm not questioning the report. I would presume, again, part of the context would be, hey, we're either looking to see if you're interested or can you help us find the next you? Can you help us identify the next you? And however that deal works is however that deal works. So we will see. We will see where it goes from there. Either way, the Nationals continue their season. And they have to keep playing baseball, and they have the draft, number one overall pick on Sunday night, and then the rest of the draft as well. Trade deadline coming up. There's already been a pretty big trade in the American League East today. The Orioles trading Brian Baker, power-throwing right-handed relief pitcher, to the Tampa Bay Rays for a compensation pick, number 37 overall. Remember last year the Nationals had like the number 39 overall pick. It was also, I believe, a compensation pick. And they took the catcher from California. I forgot the kid's name. But anyway, the point being is that's what that is about. The Orioles and the Rays make a trade. There's already Thursday afternoon baseball going on, as there always is. The Mets are up in Baltimore playing a day-night doubleheader, or a day after late afternoon. I don't know how to describe it. They're up 1-0 at the end of 7, game 2 of that day-night or day-whatever doubleheader coming up at 5:05. Cubs up over the Minnesota Twins 3-0 in the third. So you have that. We'll get to Richard Doc Walker hopefully next. On the return to glory, the Super Bowl era uniforms. That is straight ahead on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.